7 after the hour, Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, and I always want to say Jennifer because she's kind of always on my side. What is it?
Habit.
Yeah, it is a habit. Well, all this stuff is a habit. Roberta Fasnelli is a habit.
Am I?
Kessler's a habit.
I'm a good habit.
You're a bad habit.
Yeah. Dr. Ken is a habit. He's a good habit. He's got his review of the medical news of the week coming up in a few moments here on Good Day. Later in the hour, Dr. Joy Brown also will join us with some help in figuring things out. Meanwhile, people are trying to figure out why that building collapsed in downtown Philadelphia yesterday. Six people dead, 13 injured.
I'm not trying to figure out why it collapsed. We know it was being demolished. I'm trying to figure out why they were let people in the building next door to it.
Right.
I don't get that.
Right. This is the building fell over, you didn't hear the story, onto the building that was next door, which housed a Salvation Army thrift store. That's why they were in the store. Richie, but your question is why they let them in the store when they were demolishing the building.
If I'm demolishing a building, I'm thinking that the city would make me ask the buildings adjacent to the building I'm demolishing to close while we demolish it and knock it down.
I thought it was set to be demolished, but I didn't think that they were in the act of doing anything yesterday when the
city. Is that what it is? And then it accidentally came down before they had planned it?
That's what I thought, although they don't seem to know exactly what happened.
Well, what I saw was the building, it was a former Hoagie City store. They love Hoagies down in Philadelphia.
Yeah, they have
Was in the process
there.
Of being torn down to make way for a new apartment building, Kenny. The reports indicated the collapse may have been as a result of an accident among the construction crews. Not sure about that. I think there are a lot of speculative questions and no answers or no real strong answers, at least not yet. But it is a story. What do you do with something like this? What do you learn? All the time, as a guy who's been following and talking about the news for decades, I always wonder, what is the end result of the actions that we're talking about? You know, the winner of the Powerball, wow, isn't it great? This 84-year-old woman's got almost $600 million. Well, when she takes the payout, it'll be almost $300 million. But still, she's 84 years old. That's cool. There's something there that you can hang your hat on. The soldier who admitted to killing the Afghan civilians. Horrible story, but a horrible deed. And he's going to have to spend life in prison probably. But he admitted to killing them so he wouldn't get the death penalty. I don't know what I'd want to do in that circumstance.
Yeah.
But there is cause and there is effect. So what you're saying, Richie, is we don't know. We know that the effect was that the building came down on the Salvation Army thrift store. We don't know what caused it, really. And if the question is, why would people be able to do business around a demolition? I mean, you've seen some of these demolition jobs.
Yeah.
They're so precise.
Yeah.
They can drop a building next to another building with only 4 feet between the two of them, and the other building next door isn't even scratched.
Most of the time they can.
Yeah. But in this circumstance, they couldn't, and it's a point well made. All right, so another item from the Food for Thought department here on the Good Day program. You've heard about all the controversy with the TIA, good, Doug. The TSA saying, we can take knives back on the plane, whoopee. Excuse me, not so fast. Flight attendants, law enforcement officers, lawmakers, you have won. Transportation Security Administration says, but no, no, no is the answer to, can I please take my small knife with me on the plane? No, sonny,
wow.
You can't.
Upon review, you know, everybody thought, okay, good, we're not going to be wasting time waiting in line for everybody's nail clippers to be found in their Swiss Army knives. Mm-hmm. But then when you look at this thing, okay, small knives are going to be allowed. Up to what size? 2.36 inches or something like that, I think it was.
Yep.
So now we were going to end up wasting time measuring everybody's pocket knife.
Mm-hmm.
To make
that looks like 2.37 inches to me.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
No,
exactly.
Mine is 2.35 inches. Please let me take it on the plane.
All right.
90,000 member coalition of flight attendant unions was the most serious opponent to this change in the rules. Does anybody at the TSA have any common sense at all? Is there anybody, this guy Pistoli, who runs it, he's nothing but a former hack from the FBI. He has no sensitivity. He's just a thug with a badge, that's all. And that's what most of these other people that get there. It's always
so
from the
point?
Top. You know?
It's a rhetorical question.
I don't like the guy. I don't like what he's doing. I don't like how the agency is run. It's always from the top down, right? Always from the top down.
Shouldn't most agencies be redrawn that way? That's pretty much how your business is run, right?
Yes.
That's why we let you think it is.
Yeah, oh, that's the story, is it? We're going to put that video you created up at the website? Might be kind of nice
no.
to do that. You don't want to do that?
It's not for public consumption. It's for
really?
Industry stuff.
Huh. That was kind of well
but
done.
But we can make another version of it to put up on the website.
There you go. All right. It's 13 after the hour, actually 12 past the hour. Dr. Ken joins us in a few moments with the update on medical news. Very important things going on this week, as is always the case. And Dr. Ken's got the scoop in just a moment here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You can save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Super Saturday sale is this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
A periodic brake inspection on your Buick.
All right, so... See if we can get our brakes inspected.
Just wanted to make sure you knew you'd get
maybe
your brakes inspected.
Better yet, something else more important. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who are providing you with the service of Cardiol. God bless you. Who's that that just sneezed? Is that Dr.
Let's
Ken?
Let's go.
I've never heard you anything other than in perfect health. Did you just sneeze?
No.
Oh. All right. Anyway. He's not going to admit to it anyway, Richie. It's time for us to check all the medical news. Sunscreen, preventing skin cancer, slowing aging. That sounds like good news. I thought you told us not to use sunscreen because it blocked out vitamin D3.
I don't remember saying that.
I remember it, but we had that conversation. Do you remember that conversation?
Remember, I would have said you should have about 10 to 15 minutes of unprotected sun daily,
right,
and then put it on. But the latest information is this week out of the Annals of Internal Medicine, Doug, is for those who spend time in the sun, daily use of sunscreen slows the aging process of skin along with preventing skin cancer. So there's now good science proving that protecting yourself from skin cancer by using sunscreen regularly has the added bonus of keeping you looking younger.
All right, so then let's really get to the bottom line here. Vitamin D3, you can get it in capsule form, but it's better, you say, to get it in the sun.
Well, I didn't say that either.
You didn't?
I just said get some from the sun, then check your level and see if you need more from capsule.
All right. So this is an he said, she said.
I want to speak for myself.
Listen, I'm happy to have you speak for yourself as often as is possible. At any rate, so let me go back to this, though, for just a second, because obviously I'm confused. You want to get people on the right side of things. Vitamin D3 comes from the sun. You are suggesting that people get out in the sun, get 15 minutes at least of exposure.
10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then after that, unprotected sun.
Put sunscreen on after that.
Exactly, so that you can protect yourself from both skin cancer and also stay young looking.
Mm-hmm. Did he really say that, folks? Yes, he did. All right, let's get to some of the lifestyle changes that have been recommended by some various doctors to reduce the risk of one's death by 80%?
This is some good news, Doug. This is out of the American Journal of Epidemiology just this week, that four lifestyle changes. One, the Mediterranean diet. Second, exercise. Remember, if you haven't been in an exercise program for a while, talk to your doctor before you start. Thirdly, maintaining ideal body weight or normal weight. And fourth, not smoking. Help prevent heart disease, but these changes reduce the chance of death from all causes by 80% over this 8-year period which it was studied.
All right. So we might as well stay with this theme, living longer. You want to have plenty of vitamin D3. You want to listen to the four ideas that Dr. Ken just suggested. And now some words to those of you who are vegetarians. Richie, listen to this, please.
In the same week out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, we learned that vegetarians live longer than meat eaters. Vegetarians, they were 19% less likely to die from heart disease than meat eaters. They were also, there were fewer deaths in the vegetarian group from diabetes and kidney failure. But interestingly, eating plant foods did not seem to protect participants dug against cancer, which struck both the vegetarians and non-vegetarians in roughly equal measure.
Aha! Right. Have another bite of that hamburger, then, please, Richie.
And a beer.
Yeah, that will help you right out. So, next item of interest here has to do with one who has palpitations. What is it? What constitutes an irregular heartbeat?
Well, in this study that we're talking about, it's atrial fibrillation, when the top part of the heart beats like a bag of worms. This is out of the medical journal Neurology, that people with atrial fibrillation, about 3 million Americans, they show mental decline at an earlier age than those without the heart condition. We know that we will get mental decline as we grow older. We know we'll get atrial fibrillation, but it just happens a lot earlier.
So, my father, who died of a stroke when he was almost 91, had atrial fibrillation starting with his early 50s. I often thought, because I don't have it like he had it, but I have a little every once in a while.
Well, he probably had it because of atrial fibrillation. There's a 5 times increased risk of stroke when you have atrial fibrillation because blood clots form in the heart and they're propelled up into the brain.
All right, so you want to avoid all of those things. That's why Cardiol is a serious way for you to consider taking care of your heart in a specific way. Ken's got the story.
The leading cause of death in America, it's heart disease, Doug, and I want to talk to everybody about safely managing your cholesterol levels, and one of the factors in your risk of developing heart disease is this cholesterol. As a cardiologist, I'm always looking for safe, effective ways to help all my patients lower their cholesterol, and I found one of the best products around. It's this all-natural cardio, because cardio, Doug, it's imported from Italy. It's subjected to stricter quality control than many supplements here in America. The result is a more potent product, free of contaminants. My patients have had great success lowering their cholesterol using cardio, with many seeing results in as little as 30 days.
Speaking of free, you get a free 30-day trial of cardio recommended by Dr. Ken by calling 888-809-6424 or going online to cardiol.net/Ken, asking for the free 30-day trial. You pay shipping and handling, 888-809-6424, or cardiol.net/Ken.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
DougStefan.com. Yeah, there are always a lot of good reasons. I like the McCartney song, which is connected to a story from Comedy Central. Paul McCartney is going to be a guest on the 12th, the Colbert Report. And in honor of that guest, the show will be expanded to an hour, feature an interview as well as performances by McCartney, who was previously on Colbert in 2009. Doesn't seem to be the normal bill of fare for Colbert, but then the bill of fare for Colbert, you like my poetry,
don't
you?
I do.
I'm not a fan of his. I don't particularly care.
Colbert? Yeah, no. I don't get him, really. Yeah,
I like Stewart, but I don't get him at all.
Yeah, right, I got my tickets for McCartney in July.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I have not. The only time I've ever seen him up close and personal was when I rode on the plane with him across the Atlantic. But I've never been to one
of
his.
Did he sing any songs for you?
No, he didn't.
Then you haven't seen McCartney.
No, I guess I have. Well, I saw him with his former wife. He didn't seem to be having a bad day. Speaking of bad day, story at DougStefan.com today about a 7-foot alligator. Roberta's going to love this. Found in the basement in an Ohio home. The concern was that the gator was malnourished, had bone disease, and had not been exposed to the sun for 15 years. Apparently, this alligator was used by some cretin to amuse his teenagers.
Oh, goodness.
The Humane Society of Dayton confiscated this gator from its owner, where the owner had kept it in. They bought it as a little, you know, you can buy these things. Alligators, I don't know where you buy them, but you can buy them for 10, 12 bucks when they're little baby alligators.
Right.
And then he raised it in his cellar and let the kids hit it with hammers, go after it with screwdrivers.
What?
Yeah, right. This is how. There's a video that shows a young man laughing as he threw beer on top of the alligator.
Yeah.
The alligator jerks back in surprise and bites a tub where he was kept in the basement. Just the cruelty. What is the matter with people? You stupid, stupid, stupid person.
You kind of hope that he gets free and, like, bites somebody, you know?
Did you ever think that you'd be sitting here going, at some point in your life, going, oh, poor alligator.
Poor alligator. Yeah. No.
But, I mean, some people are just cruel and stupid.
Yep.
Yeah, really.
Yep.
And deserve to be eaten.
Yeah, right.
By an alligator.
By an alligator. In the basement.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that story just be great if the story was four people were found eaten to death?
Yeah. Right.
By an abused alligator in the basement in Ohio?
All right, let's move to Florida for this story from the Today's Show section at DougStephan.com. Two mothers banned from an elementary school after their verbal fight turned into a fist fight at the school's annual talent show. St. Cloud police say that Letitia James and Jessica Tyler were attending the talent show when Tyler complained that James, who is videotaping the performance, was blocking her view. So she told her to sit down, and she didn't. She grabbed her by the back of the neck.
Yeah.
And then they began punching each other.
All
right. So you can see the story and the pictures if you like that kind of thing. I'm not encouraging it, but you can check it out on today's web, DougStephan.com.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Echoes of My Soul is the true story of the historic Wiley Hofford murder case. In 1963, an innocent man was wrongly arrested and interrogated, which eventually led to the introduction of Miranda rights. We spoke with author and renowned prosecuting attorney Robert K. Tannenbaum about the case and his new book on the subject.
All of the books that I write are based upon experiences that I've had trying cases. I've tried several hundred cases to verdict during the 45 years that I've been practicing. A good large portion of those cases were when I was a prosecutor in New York County. So when I do the books, whether they're novels or nonfiction, I know the beginning, middle, and end. There are no blank page moments here. And I have a thorough, complete outline, scene by scene, the dialogue and the rest of it. And that's unique to me because of the experience that I had in life. If it were otherwise, I can't speak to it. But this is sort of unique to what I do because of the kinds of cases that I tried. When I was a young assistant DA in the criminal court, for example, I had 100 to 150 cases on a day, 5 days a week. We finished the calendar before noon, and maybe 5 to 15 cases were marked ready. Some of those cases were hearings on felonies. Some of those cases were misdemeanor trials. Some of those cases were violations of probation. Some of those cases were competency hearings. So there was minor league ball, but I had that training. And then thereafter, when I went to the Homicide Bureau, I tried major, major murder cases, scores of them.
That's former prosecutor and author Robert K. Tannenbaum on his book, Echoes of My Soul.
There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
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 Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's 33 minutes after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, live from New York City, the semi-annual Talkers Convention. Here, a lot of talk hosts, talk managers, that sort of thing, gathering. I think there are probably, 400 people that usually come to this thing, Richie?
Right around, 400
people left in the... 400 people left, and they aren't all on the air, I'll tell you that. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing later on today. What are you doing with your time today? Perhaps you're involved in the usual work things. Maybe you're planning for a vacation, looking for a good time. That'll be swell. Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a few minutes. We're going to talk about some of the best options for putting your head into the right gear. Before we do that, though, another doctor, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, is here with us. The story of this young 10-year-old girl who I guess originally was denied a transplant because she didn't fit the rules, and now that's been changed somewhat. How does that story work, Ken?
Doug, you spend a day with me, you know I see a lot of horrible things, and so I become a little bit numb to it. And this is a story that, you know, I'm not on any tranquilizers, but when I heard this story, I wish I was. This story has really pulled me out and upsetted me. But apparently there's an obscure government rule that mandates that adult lungs be offered to all adult patients before they can be offered to someone younger than 12 years old. You know, when doctors transplant organs, it's not like going into the bakery, first come, first serve. Mm-hmm. It's done by triage. The sickest gets the organ first, and there's a bigger demand than there is a supply of all these organs. And in my pithy, common sense mind, it seems that children should be given priority if they're sicker than those adults, in part because children should be able to get more healthy years out of the lungs than adults. Mm-hmm. And you would think that this is common sense, but apparently this week our Health and Human Services top person would not do anything to help this family. You had a dying 10-year-old who has cystic fibrosis. Cystic fibrosis is a horrible inherited genetic malady of the lungs. It just destroys the lungs. Without a lung transplant, the average person with cystic fibrosis won't make it to 30. And unfortunately, this poor 10-year-old girl in Pennsylvania has a severe case of cystic fibrosis and appears to be dying sooner. But fortunately, this judge who has some common sense, federal judge Michael Bailson, I want to give him a big hug, ordered Sebelius to stop enforcing the under 12 rule for Sarah, and she's going to get her lungs.
Wow. I think in a political world, they'd want to do what is more politically expedient. They do everything else for political expediency. So why not do something like this, even if they don't have a heart? And in this case, the young lady needs the lungs. And these guys said, nah, we're going to follow the rules.
They have to look for somebody to break the rule for them because they can't break their own rule themselves.
Then get out of the way and let someone else do the job.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's a good story. And then Sebelius, after the order, said, okay, she's not going to interfere, right? I think that was the bottom line.
That's the latest word.
Yeah. So Sarah Murnaghan will look like she'll get a lung here in the next 2 weeks.
And one or live two? Live a long, normal life.
One lung, or if you have it in one, do you have it in two?
It says lungs.
Both lungs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you're going to enjoy this one, Ken, before we have to move on. The government has revoked the ability of about 15,000 providers and suppliers to bill Medicare over the past couple of years, almost 2.5 times the number that had been revoked in the previous 2 years. In some states, the number of revocations has quadrupled. Administration officials plan to announce the new numbers and a push for more help from seniors in fighting fraud. How big a problem is this for you in your age? You have a clinic basically aimed at helping people have cardio problems. So how much of a problem is this for you, fraud?
Well, for me, it's none because we follow the rules. If you don't follow the rules, you're foolish, you're going to get caught, and this is okay thing to be done. Mm-hmm. Just follow the rules. And but the rules are not easy to follow. They're huge, they're big, and you need a staff to help you keep on top of them. And sometimes doctors even don't follow them, they don't realize it. But you have to look at these things also with some common sense. And if you have a history of clear fraud and a pattern of incredibly clear fraud, then these people should definitely get out of the system.
During the past 4 years, government has recovered about $15 billion in Medicare fraud money because of the health care law known as the Affordable Care Act. So this is Obamacare, has done something good. Would you shade it that way?
I think that this is a good effort. Most of these people are suppliers who run these mills, and these people need to be found. They give us all a bad reputation.
Yep. Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the medical experts here on the Good Day program, giving way for the appearance of Dr. Joy Brown in just a moment here on Good Day.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of 4 select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and 4 admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
This report is brought to you by Dollar General. As part of its Everyday Heroes program in June, Dollar General, in partnership with Procter & Gamble, is saluting soldiers like Sparky Edwards, who returned home from military service to make a difference in their communities. Once an at-risk teenager, Edwards earned his GED and then entered the military with the help of a youth academy. Today, he's a devoted husband and proud father of 2. He's also earning his PhD, and he's using his experience as a decorated war veteran and successful business owner to motivate at-risk teens.
I enlisted in the military because I wanted to be a part of something greater than myself and serve my country. Mentoring at-risk teens allows me to carry on that tradition and also help them by realizing their full potential.
Dollar General offers excellent career opportunities to active duty members, veterans, and their families. It's among the nation's largest retailers of top quality brands like Tide, Gain, and Downey. To learn more, visit www.dollargeneral.com/EDH service. I'm Dan Merrill.
Hi, this is Walt Clyde Frazier. Are you having more and more urges to use the bathroom? Like when you're on a job or at home trying to sleep?
Don't let your prostate health give you the crossover move on your life. There's one thing being number one, and then there's another thing constantly going number one. That's why there's only one supplement I trust for prostate health, Super Beta Prostate. It's got natural ingredients that will make your prostate percolate. Super Beta Prostate will post and toast those urges to go and put the stifling D on nighttime bathroom trips. And you can try it free. All you have to do is call for a free 30-day supply. I believe in Super Beta Prostate. I believe it will change your life, and I know you'll love it too.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, call 1-800-464-3419. Hurry. This free offer's for a limited time only. Call 1-800-464-3419. That's 1-800-464-3419. Call 1-800-464-3419.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Dr. Joy Brown is here. She's a well-known psychologist on the radio, has been doing it for a long time. You can call her anytime at 855-99-DR-JOY and ask her a question. Something is bothering you about a relationship, something that's happening in your life medically, you don't know how to deal with it. Whatever it is, she has sage advice. That's why I've always liked her. I don't know that I've always wanted. If I were to come to you, that's the problem. When you go to somebody you know and you ask them, what do you think I should do? There's always that wonder whether it affects the relationship that you have as a friend. You know what I mean? I know you like to suggest that.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
You don't think it does?
I don't think it does. I think that the person who asks the question quite often feels a little uncomfortable because it's a statement of some vulnerability. But, you know, I'm a therapist, and that's what I do. I mean,
Do your friends come to you? Like, does Rich go to you and say, I really have to do something about my relationship with my wife?
Twice, yeah. And he called.
He's done that twice? Really?
Yeah. You know, my mother's called. My daughter's called once.
Really?
Yeah, my friends, Doug, I'll tell you, my favorite comment from my friends is, how come you can give everybody else such good advice and mine sucks? Because people hate the answers I give them. But
really?
That doesn't bother me at all. Mm-hmm. In some ways, it's kind of flattering. The only problem that I ever have with a friend asking me advice, it doesn't change my feelings about them unless they get mad at me about the advice. And then I think that's really not fair.
You came to me and he asked me for my advice, so accept it for what it's worth.
You don't have to take it.
Right.
You can't be mad at me for offering it.
Yeah. All right.
Especially when you asked for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well.
And so now let's talk about something. This is sort of problems and solutions here. That's what Dr. Joy likes. She likes to have problems so that she can solve them. So what happens to a person or in a circumstance where the same sort of activity, even though known to be not healthy or good and acknowledged as something that needs to be worked on, happens and you don't seem to be able to do anything about it? Like the person knows that what's going on after the fact is something that, you know, you hit a button sometimes with people, and it's fear-based. Most of the problems that people have in life are fear-based. So under the circumstances, even if people are working on their fears, yet that fear motivation sets itself back in front of you again, how do you keep revisiting or trying to fix the same thing?
Well, you know, I think insight is helpful and necessary, but it's not sufficient. That you need to understand what the problem is, and then you have to understand what to do about it, and then you have to find the courage to try something different. And I think that most of the problems that people have, you go into therapy or to a therapist for one of two reasons. Something's not working, and you have no idea why. The second is that you know exactly why, and you don't know what to do about it. So, and I think the first is pretty easy for a therapist, and somewhat kind of fun for the client because, okay, I see what the problem is. But then you have to do something about it. And it's not only the insight and it's not only the options, but it's the courage to say, all right, well, what do I have to lose? I'm willing to try this. Because comfort is doing the same thing over and over, even if we hate the results. So it's that courage to try something different. And I think it's not fear per se. Maybe it is a little bit. It's the unknown. You know, one of the examples I use with people all the time is the recidivism rate in prison, or the fact that people, when they were liberated from the concentration camps in World War II, were reluctant to leave. And it's hard for most of us to imagine anything worse than prison or a concentration camp. But if it's all you know and your feelings about yourself are so negative and so limited, and in the sense almost that you deserve it, because that's what happens after a while, the idea of options or the unknown becomes even more terrifying than the awfulness of the known. So it's sort of the quintessential issue of therapy that nobody really talks about very much. They talk about, well, I don't know what the problem is. Insight is not that hard to come by for either the client or certainly the therapist. And the options aren't all that complicated sometimes, but the courage to do them, to get out of that rut, to get out of your own way, to try something different when you're not feeling very positive, really requires courage.
So can you take it a little bit at a time? Can you encourage somebody to take a little step?
Sure. I'll say, you know, try this. And you know, the deal is, the metaphor is, okay, you're agoraphobic and you don't want to leave the house. So you go out one step and you understand you're going to feel terrible. And then the next day, nothing horrible happens. So you go out two steps and you're still going to feel terrible, not as terrible as you did the first day, and you're going to assess if this is a day you can take a third step or not. So, yeah, and I think there can be baby steps, but there's something we call analysis paralysis. You can think it through to the point that you're still not doing anything. And at some point, you got to do. You just got to do it. You just got to try it and figure out what's worst-case scenario, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen, and is it any worse than what I'm feeling right now?
Well, I think that's oftentimes the case. What makes you feel horrible and what makes you feel better? Sometimes you just do something you felt good before you did it, and then you have this, whatever it is, a crash reaction to something, and then, wow, how did I do that or why did I do that? And sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes just getting over it, you know, depending on how you look at things. I'm a great believer, as you know, in astrology, and I think that sometimes people just do stuff because the stars are in the wrong place. It's thinking about, however.
Yeah, we Scorpios don't believe in astrology at all.
We don't?
That's a joke.
I understand
Scorpios
that. That's right, too. I forgot you were a Scorpio. Yeah. Yeah. It's something that helps us deal with a lot of different issues.
But yeah. I think even astrologers will say that the stars suggest, they don't command.
Yeah, right. You make your own decisions. All right,
yeah,
so there's the
even astrologers believe in free will.
Yes, and so do I, and so do you, Dr. Joy Brown, 855-99 Dr. Joy for your questions any old time of the day. She's on the air every day, noontime to 3 Eastern time on a lot of these same stations.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by Verisign. Absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. S-I-T-E, 1-855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We just heard this. Did we just play this recently, Kenny? Why am I thinking we had this Jack Black version?
We had a Jack Black song, but it wasn't this.
Really?
And I can't remember what
Not
the Jack
that I
Black
mind listening
was.
To Kung Fu Fighting as one of the real classics. Kung Fu Fighting, originally done by Carl somebody or other, right?
Who did this?
Carl Douglas.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I was going to say Carl Weathers.
He might have been involved in a fight.
Right.
A song Jack Black did from Kung Fu Panda, number one movie during this week in 2008. Movie music is how we start. Movie moments, 54 past the hour. Yes, Richie.
I consider Jack Black to an extent the new John Belushi.
Really?
In that he's a comic who can sing, and his style of singing is kind of, I don't know, bluesy, rambunctious rock type stuff. You know, Blues Brothers-ish. I just watched High Fidelity, one of my favorite movies with John Cusack.
Yeah.
And he does a, Let's Get It On at the end of the movie, which is phenomenal. He really does a good job with it. And it's him singing it. So, you know, you got to give the guy props. He's got lots of talent.
All right, speaking of lots of talent, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. He does a blog called Entertainment Today and Beyond. You might want to check that out. You can go to his website, or you can check it out through our website at DougStephan.com. Just look for Chuck Curry's picture. He's got some movie news after we do our contest. This was these three audio clips come from the number one movie this week in 1998. So let's go back and try on your head a way to get you to come up with an answer. And a way for us to give you a swell prize if you haven't won before on Movie Moments. Here's the first clue.
It isn't always Shakespeare, but it's genuine.
No.
888-302-3684. Next clue.
Can you pass along a message?
I'll try.
Can you tell her I had to go to Fiji, and then I'll call her when I get there?
Okay, so I know the voice.
You know the voice, the guy I can't stand. There were two of these movies that were fairly similar, right, Chucker?
I'm not sure of it. I know the voice. I'm trying to think of what the movie is.
I have a guess, but I can't be sure of it yet.
Good for you, Richie. Here's the last clue. We'll see if we can figure it out.
Oh, and in case I don't see you,
yeah.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Got it.
888-302-3684 for the identity of that movie. You know what it is? Give us a buzz now. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out we've got extra money...
Oh, sweetie, relax.
There you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yes. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed.
All right, so let's get out our movie news portion of this segment with you, Chucka. What's going on?
All right, the Harry Mulligan, who can currently be seen in the movie The Great Gatsby, reportedly the frontrunner to play a young Hillary Clinton in the biopic titled Rodham, Jessica Chastain, and also Scarlett Johansson, reportedly being considered. Personally, a gut feeling, I like Scarlett Johansson for that role. Other news.
Who are they going to get to play all of Bill Clinton's mistresses?
I don't know. Well, it focuses in on a very early year, so I don't know if they're going to dwell on that aspect too much, but we'll see how it plays out. Paramount Pictures has reacquired the rights to the Friday the 13th franchise from Warner Brothers, so look for a new Jason movie sometime in the next few years if you like this stuff.
I know just you keep don't going know, and so going.
Bringing up anyway. Yeah. And out on Blu-ray this week, the 1974 disaster film Earthquake with Charlton Heston and George Kennedy. I'm a big fan, so... I like that stuff. I'm going to do a revival of that on the 14th of July in the Poconos, actually.
Wasn't there a suggestion that was going to be remade? Didn't I remember seeing that someplace?
It's two Earthquake films in some sort of pre-production. One from producer J.J. Abrams. It hasn't gone officially into production, but they're planned.
So you have big, exciting thoughts about the Superman movie coming out this week, right?
It comes out the 14th, a week from Friday.
All right, what's the big movie this weekend, then?
I don't think there'll be a big movie this weekend.
Really? All right. Well, the big movie this week in 1998 was The Truman Show, and nobody got it, so we get to keep the prize, Richie.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.